oil, rice, and other food items have doubled in Mali. Fatoumata Traoré, a shopkeeper in Bamako, blames not her government for the economic crisis, but the UN peacekeeping force known as MINUSMA. She says the deteriorating security situation is disrupting supply chains.
UN soldiers are not prepared to die for us, so we want them out of the country as soon as possible. The Germans announced they would leave, but they are still here. We want them out. We want MINUSMA out.
The German contingent announced an early departure after Mali's military government hired mercenaries from Russia's Wagner Group. Despite the Russian fighters, armed groups are gaining ground. They are currently laying siege to the eastern city of Menaka. Those displaced want UN troops to stay.
We don't want MINUSMA to leave. They are the ones actually protecting the population. Those who have stayed behind in our village will never accept the UN peacekeepers leaving. If the Malian authorities want them to go, then they need to provide us with security.
The head of the UN mission has told Al Jazeera that operations are already overstretched.
The level of violence against civilians is extremely high and is triggering huge displacements. So that could be replicated elsewhere in Mali and take a completely different scope.
Fighters based in Mali are launching attacks in Niger, Burkina Faso, Ivory Coast, Ghana, and Togo.
Mali's neighbors, such as Senegal, say the departure of UN peacekeepers would make them vulnerable to attacks from armed groups linked to ISIL and Al-Qaeda and create instability in the region.
But in Mali, opinions about the mission's future are divided, with almost 5 million people in need of urgent humanitarian assistance, soaring food prices, and an increase in violence. Malians say something needs to change. Nicholas Hawk, Al Jazeera, Dakar.